Allison, you opened up this big map, and I guess that's the Ferry Farm on President's Day map that you have there.
Yes. It's hard to remember everything that's going on, so I had to print out the map that was finished yesterday to kind of make sure I hit all of the things that are going on. So there's things all over the ground. We try to spread people out as much as possible. So, of course, in the visitor center, we have some, we have our exhibits. You can also tour the archaeology lab. That's a special thing that's going on for President's Day that we typically do. We have a limited amount of tickets for the archaeology lab tour just because it is a smaller space. They're free. They're included with your general admission for the event, but you need to check in the visitor center and get your ticket if you want to do a lab tour. And Mara Cacton, she is our lab manager, and she does a fantastic lab tour and shows off some really cool artifacts that you might not get to see on a daily basis. So if you're interested in that, you definitely have to get your tickets.
There are some really interesting artifacts back there. Really interesting.
Yes, and there's lots of them. And then we also have some living history going on in the Visitor Center. The Rappahannock Colonial Heritage Society has all kinds of different educational interactive displays, and they're always dressed in period dress. And then we also have some living historians outside. So we have our kind of soldier in residence, Paul, who is always at our events and is lovely to talk to. He has all kinds of supplies that he would have maybe had if he were a soldier in General Washington's army. And then also returning this year, last year for the first time, we welcomed an interpreter who plays the role of an 18th century surveyor. Of course, George Washington's first job was being a surveyor. So he has a lot of knowledge and also tools and maps that would have been used at the time that George Washington was surveying Virginia. So it's really, really interesting to learn a little bit more about George's different careers from our different interpreters on the site. We talk a little bit about George Washington's career as a surveyor, especially during our field trip programs. With our Boy Before Legend program, one station that we have is surveying, and that's how we tie in some of the STEM, so science, math, into our school program. So we talk a little bit about measuring and counting the different tools that George might have used while he was surveying. But Willie Balderson, who is interpreting for us, that 18th century surveyor, really has the knowledge and it has honed in on that era that George Washington would have been surveying in, and has the reproduction tools and some of the specific maps that George might have had. And it is so fascinating, and it's one of those things that is so niche but is so relevant to our site in particular, because this is where George might have learned some of his surveying trade techniques, which is so cool to be able to interpret at George's birthday party.
It is. I thought so too, because I thought that is an interesting part of his life that we don't hear a lot about. You see maybe a picture or a sketch or two of those kinds of things, but he was able to talk about it.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize that George Washington becoming a surveyor kind of gave him one of his first legs up in the gentry class. He became the official surveyor for Culpeper County. So he surveyed that new kind of territory and area. And through that, he was able to kind of elbow his way into the gentry of Virginia, which is really that's kind of his start. So it's something that people don't talk about a lot. If you don't go to Mount Vernon, it's not really talked about. So that's kind of like where we get our start in at Ferry Farm, and where George kind of started climbing the ladder of society, which is so fun that we get to talk about that part of George's life.
If you want to get tickets, you can get a time ticket, and you can get all that set. And I guess you just go to kenmore.org, and if you go to events,
correct,
that will give you all the that will give you events for the whole year, actually.
Yeah, so definitely if you want to get your tickets, you can go to kenmore.org/events or click on the events tab on the website. And the birthday is front and center right now, so you can get your tickets there. It'll also show you all of our kind of upcoming events for kind of the next couple months, and then we have some of our big events for the 250th, the VA 250, kind of save the dated on there as well, so you can kind of take a look at everything that's going on the events page.
the Virginia 250, I mean, you see the VA 250 at every historical site. And there are all kinds of great events going on. It's worth following that everybody's doing something, it seems.
Yeah. This is a very much everybody is involved thing. There's events happening throughout the state, definitely in Fredericksburg and Stafford County. If you haven't gotten your VA 250 passport yet, that has so many different sites across the state, definitely pick that up from one of the Virginia Welcome Centers or the five key sites like Mount Vernon, Colonial Williamsburg, and you can get your passport stamped at all of the different sites that are included in there. You also get discounted admission at all of those sites. So definitely a great idea. It gets you to kind of spread out across the state, maybe see some museums that you haven't seen before. And Kenmore and Ferry Farm are both included on that passport too. So it's really exciting to be a part of such a huge deal in the state.
If you start to think about this part of Stafford, there's four museums in a row that offer a different experience anytime, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
This part of Stafford has it. And I started calling this Museum Row, which is a little ambitious, but I want people to think, you know, you start with Belmont and Gary Melcher, and then Chatham is next, Ferry Farm, and then the Potomacs. And so all of you get a different experience at each one of those museums, and just a fabulous way to spend a day. You can just go from one to the other, and they're within a 2 mile length distance from, and so yeah. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just go, and people in Stafford are just really lucky that that this little corner of the world has collected these great museums, and they should just take advantage of it.
Oh, it's true. I never. This is kind of a museum row.
It is.
I like that.
So, like I said, it's like you know, when I buy a car, I go to the car row, and so this is the same thing. If you want to go to a museum, this is a great way to spend the entire day, just sort of going from one to the other and just experiencing just different aspects of our past.
And especially with like you say, Allison, the Virginia 250, this is a chance to see things around here, but also experience things. You don't have to go far to go to a Stratford Hall or go to others that aren't far from here, but that have ties to colonial America.
Yeah, here in Virginia, it is you. Can't walk two steps without finding a historic site, pretty much, and I like it that way. There's so much to see, so much to experience. I was talking to one of my colleagues yesterday, and she hadn't been to one of the local Fredericksburg sites, and I was like, everybody just needs to go to all the local sites, because there's so many just in Fredericksburg and in Stafford County that it is hard to see everything, but with the passport, it is a great opportunity to just get out, explore, see your city, your town, your county, and then also the surrounding counties, because just within 30 minutes, an hour, there is just so much to see in Virginia.